Ah, greetings, dear listener. You've stumbled upon Winston's Weekly Words, the podcast where one splendid word each week becomes your passport to sounding delightfully clever. Whether you're dazzling at parties, playing Wordle on your phone, or simply wishing to outshine your chatty neighbor, you're in the right place. I'm Winston, bulldog by breed, linguist by nature. And together, we shall conquer the English language. With charm, wit, and absolutely no trousers required.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Winston's Weekly Words, the podcast where we unpack one English word each week, all with a touch of British flair. I'm Fraser, and of course, I'm joined by the only bulldog in Britain who owns more top hats than teacups, Mr. Winston himself.
A pleasure as always, dear listeners. Now, brace yourselves, because today's word is an absolute classic of British English. That word is rubbish.
Ah yes, rubbish. One of the most versatile and delightfully British words in the English language.
Indeed. At its most basic level, rubbish is a noun, and it means garbage or trash. For example, take the rubbish out, would you? It's what Americans might call trash, garbage, or the trash can.
But here's where it gets fun. In British English, rubbish is also used as a fantastic informal way to say that something is bad, of low quality, or even nonsense. That film was absolutely rubbish. So that means I thought the film was really bad. He's talking utter rubbish, so don't listen to him because he's talking nonsense. Ah, this phone is a bit rubbish, isn't it? So my phone's bad. I don't like it.
Oh, yes. We say things like, that idea is rubbish. Or, his singing, rubbish. Utterly unlistenable. Although I do dabble in opera myself.
You do have quite the bark tone, Winston, although I'm not quite so sure you can hit those real deep Pavarotti notes, but we'll let you believe that. Anyway, let's go over the different ways we use rubbish. Number one, as a noun, but literally speaking. So, as we mentioned earlier, rubbish literally means trash or waste. So we can use rubbish as a literal noun. Throw your rubbish in the bin. In Birmingham, the streets were full of rubbish. Now, it can also be used as a noun figuratively, so not literally. Don't talk rubbish. So that's like saying, don't talk nonsense. We're not saying, don't talk trash. We're saying, don't talk rubbish, as in nonsensical words. His explanation was absolutely rubbish. I was so disappointed. Now, lastly, we can use it as an adjective. So just imagine that rubbish means really bad. The pub was rubbish. They had a bad selection of beer, and even the nuts were expensive. Oh, my internet connection is so rubbish today. Sorry, guys. I might have to quit early. That's quite a common one, to be honest, saying internet's rubbish or the weather is rubbish. Everything can be rubbish when you're English.
And don't forget this. Rubbish can also be used as a verb, though it's a bit more rare. To rubbish something means to criticize it harshly or dismiss it as worthless. The critics rubbished the play on opening night. Absolutely savage.
Yes, so to summarise, rubbish can mean trash, nonsense, or anything that's just not particularly very good. It's short, it's punchy, and of course, it's very British. Now, if you were to say rubbish, I think I sincerely would be quite impressed with your British English. It's that sort of word that nobody else in no other country or many other people apart from us Brits would actually say.
And here's a cheeky little British phrase for you. One man's rubbish is another man's treasure. Though personally, I don't treasure anything that smells like old fish and chips. Now, Winston's wisdom for today. If someone says your idea is a bit rubbish, don't take it too hard. It's just the British way of saying, back to the drawing board, old chap. And there you have it, old sport. Another word mastered and added to your arsenal of eloquence. Until next time, keep speaking splendidly and meet me back here again for the next word. Godspeed, old boy, Godspeed.